Hello and welcome to day three of Graphically Speaking. We're here having conversations with all of the second year students in MA Graphic Communication Design. Right now I'm talking to Dina. Hi, Dina.
Hi,
How
Paul.
Are you?
I'm good. Thank
good.
You.
Good. Thanks for being here. So I'm going to ask you some questions about your symposium, but first, can you tell us a little bit about what you did at the symposium and what you're working on right now?
So my symposium was a story about a social issue, or in general about social issues. And for the symposium, I choose to tell a story about how we are interacting with Instagram and how we are how we are choosing the photographs, the pictures that we are uploading, how we are editing them, and how our general social life is changing within this theme.
All right. And the way you presented it was really interesting, because you chose to do kind of a story of a fictional woman, right?
Yeah, so basically I created three different characters, and I illustrated their lives, and I step through step, like I talked during showing the illustrations, and it was a story about three girls. And yeah, I was just, it was like a everyday life narrative, but it was it was meant to be like to point at this specific issue that we have in our society.
Right. So why did you choose to narrate it as a story?
I was thinking that how we interact with screens and how we interact with social media has something really hypnotizing.
Mm-hmm.
Like you are kind of lost in the screen. And I wanted to kind of try to make the same with my audience. So there was the screen where
mm-hmm.
everyone was looking at, and the story was with my voice, which was really calm and there was nothing else to hear, had something really hypnotizing. And that was the first idea that I had, but then I found out that I would like to continue this in a line of more stories, and it's just going to be how I present the opinion of my own opinion of society issues. So I'm just going to do it in general.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this was, you made an actual Instagram account, right?
I made an Instagram account. It's called Nudes and Croissants, if anyone wants to check it out. I'm posting my illustrations there.
Cool. So what new opportunities do you think illustration brings to a medium like Instagram?
I think that the whole idea was to have something more, comical? No. Where you can play more, where people don't feel that, they don't feel attacked if they see an illustration, less than if they see a photograph of themselves where I'm making fun of someone.
Right.
So it's, I think with illustrations you can work more humor and you can push it further than photographs.
I agree. So do you want your final outcome to be more digital, or would you rather explore this in print?
I was thinking about right now, at the point where I am, I was thinking to create three different stories, narratives, and to keep them in digital and record my voice professionally in a studio or with a So I was thinking to develop it more in a digital way. I don't know how this specific idea would or could work in a printed outcome, because I think the voice that you hear and the pictures that you see, that you don't really, you just hear it, you don't really have to you don't really have to interact, you just listen, and it's kind of hypnotizing. Is really important for that kind of theme. So I think I found a medium that I'm actually quite happy with.
Yeah, I agree. I think your the narration worked really well in the symposium. So do you think you'll keep working with Instagram accounts, or do you think you're going to go forward with video, or how are you going to bring forward?
So I thought to the next step that I'm going to do is that I'm going to record myself and I'm going to put everything together, and it's going to be a video, like a short film.
Cool.
And the images that I had, they were not moving. I mean, some of them were animations, some of them were just the scans of my illustrations. So I thought about putting a bit more of animated stuff inside, but not too much. So it's going to be, yeah, similar to what I had.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, yeah, I think, sorry, what was the...
Well, I think what I was going to moving on to was about the characters. I was going to ask you a bit about the characters you used. And will you keep on using the same characters in your work?
No. So the characters that I have developed for this story is for this story.
Mm-hmm.
And I was writing a new story now in the holidays. And these are new people. So I think that I'm just going to pick three social issues or society issues that I think. So one was how our society is judging and how we are judging each other in terms of social media and Instagram,
mm.
and how we are judging each other by photographs and how this is changing our life. And the next one would be how we stay in one news bubble,
mm-hmm.
so that if we have our feed, that we are all the time in one feed, in one news bubble, and this story will be about that.
Right.
So it will be the same way. It will be something about... It was something about two people, two friends, and it's something that we are really easy to we can really easily connect with.
Yeah,
but completely. It's going to be a different character.
Cool. So you're talking about kind of like echo chambers and just being... Have you heard of an echo chamber before?
No.
So it's basically the algorithms on like stuff like Facebook just feeds you back what you want to see.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that if my stream is all about, I don't know, for example, girls today are really about bloggers, Gigi Hadid and all those kind of models and things, like if I look at my cousins that are mm-hmm. obsessed with everything
right.
like that. So I'm always pushing it to the extreme, to something that is really, really anybody can relate to that. It's nothing high intellectual. I think it's really important for me that even a 14-year-old kid can connect, or
right.
teenager can connect yeah. with the work that I'm doing.
Cool. Yeah, that sounds really interesting.
Thank you.
I think you've kind of answered this already, but it's one of your final questions. How can you move forward from the presentation? So do you think you'll use the same kind of format, just having images and just narrating over that? Do you see that's the kind of form the video is going to take?
Yeah, I think I'm just going to do it more professional. I'm not going to talk. I'm just going to record myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put a voice over everything, and in the next steps I will see. Maybe I have more ideas, maybe I have enough time to try new things, but for my project that I'm just working on now, I think it will stay in a digital way. And yeah, I think that I figured out that was the best format. Yeah,
cool. Okay, and so can you tell us a little bit about what you put in your drawer downstairs?
Yeah, I've just picked some illustrations that I did, and they are, I don't know, characters wearing brands, characters showing themselves, posing, etc.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what I, yeah, so you can, anyone who's looking at it can imagine a bit better what I'm talking about.
Right. And are these images that you had on your Instagram, or are these separate?
They're pretty similar, right? New ones.
Okay.
And a few... I mean, the style of the illustrations is going to stay pretty much the same.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks very much, Dina.
Thank you, Paul.
Cool. So next up, we have Claire. And we'll be talking to her at... What time are we talking to her at? 10:35. See you then. Bye.
Bye.